Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson producing behind the glass. Great 2 hours of hockey talk to start this one, but now the fun starts. Let's talk a little baseball, Pirates baseball, the offseason, sort of in full swing, but a discussion point here with Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli, and want to get into some other offseason tidbits and get Dan's perspective on those. Let's go out to the Fan Hotline, right, Joel? Where we find Dan. What's going on, my man? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? How's it going?
Great to hear your voice. Great to hear your voice and talk a little Bucco baseball with you. So I'll set it up this way, Dan. I wrote something and then tweeted something. You responded to it. I know you feel certain ways about Andrew McCutchen. I might be overcooking it. Certainly wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last, but where do you stand on a potential Kutch return in 2026?
So, yeah, I don't think you're overcooking it. I just think it's overcooked in general. Not you specifically, not anybody particularly on the station. I just think it's one of those funny things that of all the things that the Pirates need to address and all of the ills that they need to cure, for me, Andrew McCutchen is way down on that list. There's so many bigger fish to fry. And if we want to talk McCutchen first, before solving all the other issues, my stance is that he's far more part of the solution in the current iteration than he is anything resembling a problem. And he's not a problem until he becomes one, if that makes sense. So I right now sit here, and the operative word is right now, sit here thinking and assuming and expecting that he is coming back in 2026. Why wouldn't he? Well, okay, sure. He's going to be 39 years old here in a couple of days. He has very limited flexibility and has to essentially not be forced, but in a dire emergency situation, he can put on a right fielder's mitt. And by the way, look okay out there if and when he does do that. And then he monopolizes the DH position. I get all of that. And for him to return and come back, you got to make accommodations. Absolutely. You have to arrange deck chairs probably more so than you should and otherwise would not if he's not who he is. I concede all of that. But when we're talking about, and I think you laid it out really nicely in your article, especially over the 3-year span, how this guy has relatively, again, that's an operative word, relatively produced so well for this team, and that's a backhanded compliment, I don't see why you want to jettison one of, as we sit here today, again, right now, one of the better offensive players that you've had. Ideally, he should be playing 4 times a week and hitting 7th. But as we sit here right now, and assuming the Pirates don't overhaul the roster, and even if they do, I think that there's still room and an easy justification for a quality at-bat that you can write in the lineup card and know what he's going to be able to do on a night-in and night-out basis. He doesn't make a ton of outs. The on-base is still there. The quality at-bat is still there. There's still a little pop. I'm looking for more ways to start it, yes, and then work my way back to no, as opposed to the other way around.
Well, not only that, Dan, when you and I were texting, you know, about this topic and going back and forth, and I'm going to play devil's advocate in a second, but you outlined basically to start, and then you added a fifth, but 4 points that the discussion can be framed around. And I'm gonna steal your thunder for a second, but number one was baseball merit, number two was legacy, number three was him leaving, and you think that he shouldn't, and fans should begrudge. I'll allow you to explain that. And then the Pirates roster, how it's currently constructed versus hypothetically improved. So work through that with me a little bit. On baseball merit, where do you see baseball merit? And Andrew McCutchen, here's my devil's advocate, like a negative 0.1 WAR player per Fangraphs, a 700 OPS that's going to cost me theoretically $5 million, maybe $3 million. On the surface, that doesn't make sense. But where are you coming from on the baseball merit thing?
I guess I'm measuring him against the people on the roster. And it goes back to as currently constructed and my operative words they're saying right now.
Yeah.
And I just see an overall quality at bat, anecdotally looking up and down the lineup, navigating it as an opposing pitcher. And while it shouldn't be probably 2 through 5 in the lineup, as it was so many times over the last 3 years where he's penciled in, maybe 6th or 7th, I think that absolutely lengthens your lineup. Jason, you were a former pitcher. I understand you didn't do it at a professional level or at a big league level, but when you knew and when you watch the Milwaukee Brewers right now, they are absolutely relentless. And part of the thing that just absolutely fatigues and beleaguers opponents is that there's no relief in sight.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily one particular guy that's their aircraft carrier. It is just the relentless nature in which they approach the game 1 through 9. So you're an opposing pitcher, and you have to get on the other side of hopefully a formidable O'Neill Cruz or Brian Reynolds or ex-free agent or ex-bat that's been traded or Spencer Horowitz or whomever it may be. And then all of a sudden, in that 6th or 7th spot in the lineup, well, there's the guy with 320-some-odd home runs that you know is just going to work the you-know-what out of you and knows that no mistakes can be made, because even though he's hobbled on one leg, ain't as good as he once was, but once good as he ever was. I find value in that.
No, I agree with you there, Dan, 100%. And I think what you're saying, too, is don't take the Pirates' other failures, like the Pirates' inability to correctly address the offense, don't take that out on Andrew McCutchen. Like, that's almost... Well, you know, misdirected team building.
Yeah, in some respects, but why is this the first area that we're focused on? Like,
right.
Why does this have to be the first order of business that we have to fix? Or if there's that's a problem that we need to address. That's our, again, top priority. It's not. You can address it maybe once you get to the 12 other things that are in front of this. And then at that point, create the difficult conversation as an organization. And once you have a difficult scenario, then absolutely you have a real candid conversation with yourself, with him about, hey, there is no room at the inn whatsoever. No matter how we try to arrange the deck chairs for you, we just can't make it work because you're blocking somebody, you're taking at bats from somebody, you're just not one of our best 9 to run out there on a nightly basis. And before you can say that, you've got like 6 other guys that you need to put in front of him.
Yes.
Before
yes.
he's one.
That's
I mean,
fair.
Okay. I'm okay with Andrew McCutchen not being a Pirate in 2026. I really am. Just find 6 other guys better. And if you do, then I'll shut up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that's a completely fair point, man. And to be transparent, like, I want this to end the appropriate way. Like, Andrew McCutchen should retire a Pirate. He should maintain a place with this team. There's value in that. There's value in his legacy. And now I'm getting into the like 2, 3, 4 tent poles on what you're talking about. But like, how costly do you think it would be for his legacy or even the Pirates and how people view them? Like, what do you think the backlash would be if they turn Andrew McCutchen away, or this doesn't happen, he winds up playing for, I have no idea, you know, not the Brewers, but, you know, another team in the National League? Like, do you think there would be fallout?
I think so, because he wants to play. He's been on the record, I think, Jason,
yeah,
explicitly.
Several
in
times.
Saying, yeah, yep. So I think that there's going to be hurt feelings. And now it all depends on what the market bears. We saw Anthony Rizzo sit on the sidelines, want to play in 2024 or 2025 here. The market's going to tell you also how valuable you are. So maybe the Pirates can slow play this. I have no problem with them doing that. But for McCutchen to get mad and then, you know, throw one up to the Pirates and go play for the Cincinnati Reds or wear a different uniform proactively, if he makes the first move and he files for divorce, right? Let's use that terminology. Then, yeah, you know, I've got an issue with McCutchen because I think the Pirates have certainly arranged the deck chairs. They welcomed him back with open arms, and I think that they made every accommodation for him at the expense of some other guys monopolizing that DH spot, right? So to me, I'm miffed if he files for divorce. And if I'm McCutchen, I'm miffed if the Pirates file for divorce, because I don't think that that's cool either, because there's still, for me, not a ton of tread, but enough tread on this tire. And who are the Pirates, by the way, right now to turn their nose up at a quality at bat, right? And then just speaking and stepping back further here, legacy, I mean, let's talk about this thing here 10, 15, 20 years from now. Are we going to do irreparable damage when we're talking about personalities and egos and feelings into something, you know, in the reunions of the 2013, right, 14, 15 teams? Is McCutchen so close, living 10 miles up the road, but yet so far away because he never shows his face at PNC Park? I mean, he is bigger than anybody involved with the Pirates right now. You don't remember the Peterson GM, the architect of the 79 club. Very few people remember Sid Thrift. Joel Brown, while he's a Pirate legend, he's only on the tips of the diehard Pirate fans' tongues. You remember Mazeroski. You remember Clemente. You remember Stargell. You remember Bonds. And you will remember McCutchen. He is bigger than anyone or anything at 115 Federal Street. And to even in the vacuum of 1 year, to jettison him, push him out the door proactively, unceremoniously, even if you may be correct in your baseball logic that is driving this decision, that is, to me, when we talk about in the context of a generation, that is very short-sighted.
Fan Evening Show, we're chatting Pirates with Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli, always one of my favorite baseball conversations. You can follow Dan on Twitter or X at Dan Zangrilli. Dan, let's spin it away from McCutchen here. I want to talk about some other stuff with you. Ben Cherington's coming back. We found that out last week. You're close to the team. I'm close to the team. We both hear similar things, try to understand logic, try to figure out what they're doing here. As you can best understand it, why are the Pirates sticking with Ben Cherington as GM?
Well, because they didn't make the decision when they should have made it, and that was after last year. So now they're in between a rock and a hard place, and they have to kind of dance with the one that got you here because of, I think, 2027 playing a huge factor in this. I don't think, and I talked to Andrew and Chris about this last week, I think it was, on the PMT, like Andrew doesn't think that it's a hard thing for a new general manager to just come in with 1 year left, and I'm saying 1 year just because I think
because of the
world
lockout
of baseball,
the
world of baseball I think is going to look differently for the Pirates and the game at the on the other side of 2027 whenever we get through it, whether it's midway through the year, whether it's on time and on schedule, or it's sometime in 2028. I think that there's some real things that a lot of owners are battening down the hatches for. So they're really trying to shoot their shot here as much as they possibly can within reason. And I think that bringing somebody in to tinker with whatever the good things that they feel that they have is something they just want to kind of avoid that.
Yeah.
And they want to just say, okay, we see areas where if we can just address this issue, foundationally, we're okay. But obviously, offensively, you know, that's the one area we are very much lacking in. And is that worth throwing the baby out with the bathwater? If 2027 were not a factor, I believe that they would have cleaned house. They would make the move. They should have made the move at the end of 2024. Which I think, by all accounts, everything that I heard, they wanted to. But for whatever reason, they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there's a whole lot of regret, remorse, and they've painted themselves into a proverbial corner. And this, from their purview and viewpoint, is the only way to get out of it.
Yeah, and to kind of build on that, Dan, I think it's, you know, the Pirates are probably worried about somebody coming in here and having to learn what they have, what they don't have. You said, you know, a lot of this and what needs tweaked. And you know, we saw that sort of wheel spinning when Ben Cherington took over for Neil Huntington. And no, you can't afford to do that. As you said yourself, there are many ills and many things the Pirates need to work on, which takes me into my next question. What are those ills? What do you want to see the Pirates work on this offseason? I know me, I want to see them address third base and left field in a substantive way. Got to fix the offense. Just what's on your checklist, the big things at the top?
I mean, I mean, I'm going to use kind of some draft speak here. I wanted to find the best available players and arrange the deck chairs around them. Whoever can swing bats, whether not specifically to third base or specifically to left field, I think you have enough, and I hate to go down this road here, I think you have enough positional flexibility. You need to find the best hitters that you possibly can, whether that's a second baseman, whether that's a third baseman, whether that's a right fielder, whether that's a left fielder, maybe it's a veteran catcher. Maybe it's another iteration of a first baseman with a right-handed stick, right? To kind of complement Spencer Horwitz. However you can construct the best offensive group to get to that four-run plateau, because we talk about you get four runs, what the record is, just enough competency offensively, 1 through 9, I'm not so much going at it position by position as I am best guy on the board, whether that's through free agency or that you're able to acquire. And then from there, I move my pieces around.
Last question for you, Dan. There's currently a vacancy with Oscar Marin not returning. Who knows? They could change some things around on the hitting staff, although I think it actually is probably going to look fairly similar to what it did last year with maybe an addition or subtraction on the periphery. But I wanted to ask you specifically on the pitching side of things, anybody you really like, or any you know, school of thought, any type of pitching coach that you might be looking at to fill that job?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was somebody from college, somebody that is completely unheard of, unknown, very much off the beaten path, somebody that may not even have a pro ball background. I wouldn't be shocked if it came from a heavy analytical data biomechanic, which by all accounts, that was Oscar Marin's background as well. But Are they bringing back the second coming of Leo Mazzoni? Is Ray Searidge bursting through those clubhouse doors? I don't think it's anybody that is going to be from an old guard. I think that, and let's just talk about kind of appeasing Skeens. What are the things that Paul Skeens is into? I think that he is into very much forward thinking. He's very much into data, analytics, biomechanics, movement of the body. That's essentially what that is. And obviously people that are high into tech, pitch mix, pitch usage, anything with edgetronic cameras and the like. I think it's going to be very much an out-of-the-box, brainiac type of guy that probably skews a little younger. I wouldn't be shocked if the Pirates are bringing somebody in age 33, 34, and we're going to say, who is this guy? Where did he come from? What's his background here? Maybe they pluck him from the Driveline Baseball Academy from Spokane, Washington. And I wouldn't be shocked if Paul Skeens was conducting the interviews himself.
I mean, whoever comes in here, he's going to have to align with Paul Skeens' way of thinking.
I wholeheartedly agree
with that. I don't know if Paul's going to be in the office, but
somebody, I mean, you is now a beat writer. I know you're trying to sharpen your pencils again, and you're trying to stay dogged here and keep your ear to the ground. I would literally try to find Paul Skeens' verified LinkedIn profile and just sort of follow that and see who he's interacting with, and that might lead you down the proper pathway for leads.
Well, there's a name out there, Dan, but I don't know if he's interested in leaving his current post. The first thing that I thought of was Wes Johnson, Paul's pitching coach at LSU, renowned college pitching coach, but he's the head coach at Georgia now, and they've been really good. Does he want to give that up?
I'm sure that the Pirates can't touch that money, which, by the way, and we saw it, you know, this past, you know, what, off day a couple of months ago, Paul Skeens is going down to my old stomping grounds in Morgantown, West Virginia, and the Mountaineers, who have turned into a perennial college baseball power going to super regionals the last couple of years, they have a pitching lab. And the Pirates, nor do many other major league teams have that, just because of, again, there's more money in some respects flowing to college baseball programs than there are to big league programs as far as their R&D is concerned. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's somebody with that type of background. But again, you know, Western, when we're talking about head baseball coach SEC money, they're making more than, I would say, what, 40% of major league managers, head coaches at Power Four institutions.
Well,
so, I mean, he's probably making $2.5 million. What do pitching coaches make? $600,000-$700,000 at the major league level? I mean, that might be shocking to some people. Maybe it's not, but no, I don't think the money's, I don't think you can afford a head baseball coach from the SEC.
Yep. Dan, this has been fun, man. Always a pleasure. I'm sorry I kept you longer than I wanted to, but good conversation, great stuff, and appreciated as always.
You got it. Thanks. Enjoyed it.
All right. Dan Zangrilli, Pirates pre and post game host right here on 93.7 The Fan. You can listen to Dan. He appears all throughout the week as well, but I can't say you can listen to him before the game tonight because you can't, because it's the fall. But you can follow him on Twitter or X at Dan Zangrilli, and we will continue to do that throughout the winter and go back and forth on some things. I certainly understand where Dan's coming from on a lot of his commentary on Andrew McCutchen. All good points. The subject of my column, and I'm going to paraphrase, post-gazette.com, but it's basically that two reasonable people can see the Andrew McCutchen situation differently. Dan feels one way. I am mostly in agreement with Dan. I think that there should be a resolution found with Andrew McCutchen. He's too important of a player. One of the things that Dan said that resonated with me most is thinking about this 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, and is there going to be any sort of hangover? Is there going to be any sort of lingering frustration with how things go down? And it's just not worth it. Andrew McCutchen means too much to the organization. He means too much to the fan base. There's a way to do this and do it appropriately. I'm also realistic and well aware of numbers that Andrew McCutchen has produced. The problem there is that they paint kind of a incomplete picture. And some of the stuff I cited in the column, I referenced to Dan, this past season, -0.1 wins above replacement, according to FanGraphs, a 700 OPS. At the same time, Andrew McCutchen returned to the Pirates in 2023. If you look at his numbers since that time, no, I know that the team-wide, it has not been good or good enough, but among Pirates with at least 750 playoff appearances since Andrew McCutchen returned to Pittsburgh, he leads everyone in on-base percentage. He's second in OPS. He's averaged 15 home runs per season. That the Pirates have been offensively inept, it really hasn't been Andrew McCutchen's fault. And you can extrapolate that a little bit further. Andrew McCutchen has made $5 million per season, total of $15 million. If you look at his production on the, there's an understood scale that like one win above replacement equals $8 million in free agent dollars. If you look at that, he's basically, based on his WAR production, has been worth about $18 million. And that's not taking into account, of course, all of the off-field stuff. The autographs, the jersey sales, the butts in seats, the goodwill generated, all of it, just being Kutch. And then I would add another layer there in what the cost is if you don't do this. If you don't do this over $3 million, over $5 million. And it's kind of, you can't get out of that. Like, you're going to get hammered. And I understand if you're the Pirates, you might look at this and say, well, we got hammered anyway. Surfside, Bucko Bricks, fan, whatever, you know, negative publicity. Like, we've done that before. We need to make the best move for the baseball team. But the more I think of this, the more I think you can and should do both. Andrew McCutchen being as productive as he's been since 2023, it's pretty good. He's been more productive than his salary would dictate. Does that mean he should be hitting 2, 3, 4, 5? Like Dan said, no, it does not. 7, 8, 9 is a more appropriate place, but you need to fix 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's what this offseason should be about with the Pirates. They have to go out, and that's something too, just as I finish up this point that I didn't think about. Dan mentioned they have enough positional flexibility, and here's a little bit more of what he meant realistically. Nick Gonzalez can play other places other than second base. Spencer Horwitz can play other places other than first, although he was a pretty good first baseman. But if you find somebody in one of those spots and you need to move one of those two to accommodate, you can. And the Pirates need to be open to that. We'll get into that a little bit more. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If you have thoughts, weigh in. 412-928-9370. Again, 412-928-9370. What do you want to see the Pirates do with Andrew McCutchen? Do you want to see them bring him back? Would you be upset if they didn't? Is there something in this discussion that we have not thrown out there? We'll do a little bit of that. Also want to get into some more Pirates off-season stuff, things they need to be cognizant of before we transition at 9 o'clock to Brian Batko talking a little bit about the Steelers and the wide open spaces that they are staring at within the AFC North. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mackey. Short break and back with more on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.